something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Worship Him and thank Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness, for your presence with us today. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, our teacher and our guide. Now our hearts and our minds are open to hear and receive the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Did you have a beautiful week? Are you sure? The Bible says, we are His workmanship. And come, this man is the workmanship of God. Are you hearing me? And God put a warranty on this guy. God's convinced. He can do anything. God said so. God said, with you, nothing is impossible. He said, this is devil proof. Come on, somebody. He looked at him round about. He said, this is poverty proof. Oh, glory to God. My. Hey. Yeah. I know who I am. My. All you have to do is study about it. Learn about it. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sit down one more time. Wow. See, God made you. He put His stamp of approval on you. Before you came to this world, God was already sure and He said emphatic that you were a success. Then He said, go into the world and win. And here you are.
ready to win. No manufacturer ever sent out his product with a stamp of failure. No manufacturer ever sent out his product with a warranty to fail. Are you hearing me? Why would God do that? I know who I am. I'm a success. I can do all things. That's what Paul found out. He said, I can do. Go it again. Woo. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You know, I said, for you to function in the lordship of Christ Jesus, the first thing you got to learn is the lordship of the Word of God. And it's called the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up. The lordship of the Word of God is so important because, you see, you fellowship with the Word. How do you fellowship with the Word? As you study the Word, you talk back to the Word. My. You study the Word. He says, I can do all things through Christ. Then you say, yes, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You know, I told you a long time ago to notice that he didn't say through Christ who strengtheneth me. He said, through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And there's a reason he said, through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Because he was not talking about the person of Christ. He was talking about the anointing of Christ. That's why he said, through Christ, which energizes. He's talking about the anointing of Christ, which energizes me, which strengtheneth me. The anointing. The anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you fellowship with the Word. You talk the Word. You're in your room, not only reading it, you begin to mutter it. He says, meditate upon these things. That means talk them under your voice. Then it says, talk them back to yourself. Then it says, talk them to God, then you begin to shout it. But you're all alone. If you can shout it in your room, one of these days you're going to shout it on housetops. Are you hearing me? All things work together for good. And you're alone inside your room. All things work together for good. That means all things are functioning together. They are cooperating for my good. All things work together, function together. Nothing is against me. Nothing. All things work together for good to them that love God. And I love God. He's talking about me. I love God. The Word is talking about me. He says, all things work together for good to them that love God. And that means me, because I know that I love God. Therefore, all things work together for good to me. It's working for my good. Somebody said, I hate you. That is a glory. It's working for my good. Pastor Chris, I just don't like you. Woo, thank you, Jesus. It's working for my good. See, I cannot be disadvantaged. It's working for my good. All things work together, function together. They are taking their place. Do you understand? They are all cooperating together for good to them that love God. That means me. He's talking about me. I said he's talking about me. The word is talking about me. All things work together for good. That means for my advantage. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, I'm fellowshipping the word. Now, I said, I've got to tell you something. He said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. The word, now, he didn't say, I commend you to God and to the word, which is able to build you up. He didn't say that. The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Do you understand what I'm talking about, brother? Instruction in righteousness. That means it's an instruction manual. Better find out exactly what it says. Because he's given you instructions for the righteous life. It's called the life of righteousness. He says, instruction in righteousness, in the life of righteousness. What does it mean by the life of righteousness? It means the God life. You understand? It's a life of success, prosperity, and victory. Now listen again. He says, I commend you, Acts chapter 20, verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Now, remember, he said to Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Then John lets us know something very vital. When you study in St. John's Gospel, chapter number 1, from verse 14, he says, the word became flesh. The word became flesh, and dwelt among us. John says, and we beheld his glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy 197, by Bure Road, Wellington. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m., Wednesday by 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call 232-766-513-319 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.